Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I've got some things going on here, trying to make this show start up.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Okay, I've been working on the show, trying to get all of my stuff going here. There was a lot to work on today, as I've done a lot of things. Good evening, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR radio show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Okay, all you students of history, all you students of law, settle down. We are going to have a history lesson here. It's the same as last week, but this is different, and it is well worth your attention. So attention, all you people who are upset that Donald Trump is losing. Pay attention, all you people who are joyous that Joe the Basement Dweller Biden is winning. This is for all of you, so listen and pay attention. This one I do have, folks. Massive Detroit election fraud alleged in Constantino and McCall versus City of Detroit Election Committee et al. November 8th, 2020. Numerous issues of fraud and misconduct. Now, this was posted on November 9th. Massive Detroit election fraud alleged in the Constantino versus the City of Detroit. And I have a bunch of things here. And since I was actually doing my best to get in here before the show really started up, I had to upload these things. I'm uploading them now because I didn't get in here early enough to do this. But what I've got here is a bunch of stuff, number two, a bunch of stuff that I need to get put in here. And they are big files that I am trying to get uploaded to my studio. But before I even get started with that, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play the intro, and we will be right back after a few minutes.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
That's one small step for man.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck I've got in this show here. There are things that are going on here. You know, it's like I said, I lost track of time, and because of me losing track of time, I didn't get any of my stuff uploaded to my studio. I'm doing that right as we speak. But I found a bunch of stuff from a video that was essentially with Giuliani and Sidney Powell and one other, and they all talk. The call-in number is 646-478-5284 if you are in the process of trying to call in, or if you want to call in. I got here just a little bit late tonight, and I'm not exactly, I really apologize for that, because there are a lot of things that I really ended up wanting to do, and I kept thinking that it was like 8 o'clock in the evening that I was supposed to be here, and I stopped and didn't think that 8 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Central time or Mountain time, which is where I'm at. But we've so I was looking at the clock and it was 6 o'clock, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be in there already. So here we are, and I am working on getting everything that I need for this show to get it going. And it's going to be a good one. But what I had started to read for you is a Trump campaign legal team held a news conference detailing allegations and evidence surrounding the claims widespread election fraud responsible for stealing hundreds of thousands of votes from Donald Trump. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and one other alleged the evidence shows Trump was elected in a landslide, which everybody who was really watching this whole thing knows that he was. The landslide is probably bigger than anything we've ever seen before. But because of the cheating and the lying and the distortions and the lamestream media, which cannot seem to find the truth, even if it walked up to him and introduced itself to him, it doesn't seem to matter to them. They don't care about the truth anymore. But among other matters, they discussed sworn affidavits filed in court. They also said they have testimony from a bunch of outsiders who say they've unearthed provable fraud regarding voting machines and software used in multiple states. They describe a process of voting, of vote switching, as well as trashing Trump votes through symbol drag and click process. Additionally, they say this election involved a manipulation of ballot count in a foreign country, which I have discussed before too. This happened in Germany. And they described multiple incidents where the number of votes cast far exceeded the population of the public in that county, the ones that are registered to vote. And this even includes everyone in the county, including children. There aren't that many people. Democrats deny there is any evidence of widespread fraud, as do the media. But it's there. They and the news media have broadly called the election for Joe Biden and urged President Trump to concede. Below, you can watch you can watch the entire news conference and hear the claims of evidence to make up your own mind as to what to think about. This is a massive, coordinated, well-funded effort to deprive we, the people of the United States, of our fundamental right under the U.S. Constitution to preserve this constitutional republic we all cherish. And one of the people with this whole thing was Sidney Powell, and she was saying, this is real. It is not made up. There is nobody here that is engaged in fantasies. I can prove to you that he won Pennsylvania by 150,000 votes. The people who did this have committed one of the worst crimes that I've ever seen or heard. And we've got this stuff here, folks. One of the things that I did, I went and recorded a lot of this, and it was from a video that had been put out by Giuliani and the team that was an hour and 31 minutes long. I tried to get the best parts of this, but some of this stuff that I've got in here is really long, like this one here. Listen.
To give you another example, we have 17,000 provisional ballots cast in Pittsburgh. Do you know what a provisional ballot is? Provisional ballot,
That's not the one I wanted to hear. I've got another one here somewhere. Okay, I think this is it.
I guess the best way to describe this is when we began our representation of the president, we certainly were confronted with a very anomalous set of results. The president way ahead on election night, 700,000 or 800,000 in Pennsylvania. Somehow he lost Pennsylvania. We have statisticians willing to testify that that's almost statistically impossible to have happened in the period of time that it happened. But of course, that's just speculation. As we started investigating, both our investigations and the very patriotic and brave American citizens that have come forward are extraordinary number of witnesses. And what emerged very quickly is there's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities, and specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library. Just a few weeks ago, there was a conviction for voter fraud, and one 2 weeks before that. And I've often said, I guess sarcastically, but it's true, the only surprise I would have found in this is if Philadelphia hadn't cheated in this election, because for the last 60 years, they've cheated in just about every single election. You could say the same thing about Detroit. Each one of these cities are cities that are controlled by Democrats, which means they can get away with anything they want to do. It means they have a certain degree of control over, certainly control the election board completely, and they control law enforcement, and unfortunately, they have some friendly judges that will issue ridiculously irrational opinions just to come out in their favor. So let's start with the specifics. Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, the margin of victory now for Biden, which is not a victory, it's a fraud, is 69,140 votes. The reality is that we are now at a count of 682,770 ballots, for which we have affidavits that there was no inspection of that ballot at the time that it was entered in the vote.
Okay, and you know, one of the things that we have to realize here, the Trump campaign provided an update on their electoral legal challenges from the Republican National Committee. Personal attorney for President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, said the campaign will most likely file a lawsuit in Georgia and are looking into filing lawsuits in New Mexico and Virginia. And I've been saying this because I live here in New Mexico. I've been watching what's going on here. So benign when it comes to politics, it's all got to be liberal or else. And it's really strange because when I used to live here, this was a Republican state and it always had coffers of money that were specifically set aside for different things. And as soon as the governor that we have now, liberal wench that she is, she's in her first term. The money that was there is all gone. She spent it all on other things. But the media has now called New Mexico for Biden, yet the bottom two-thirds or even close to three-quarters of the state was red. Only the cities of Taos, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque really went for Biden. It's like they talked about in the video that I've been watching. Trump was ahead in most all the states by a good margin until about 4 a.m. on the 4th, when a massive dump of hundreds of thousands of ballots suddenly arrived. And this was after all the ballots were supposed to be in. They arrived in garbage cans, boxes, everything that could have ruled and could have null and voided them all. Many even had outer envelopes void of any writing, yet they were allowed. By law, folks, those should have been put aside and not counted. By law. Yet they were counted. After this massive dump of fake ballots, which were all for Biden, Trump was no longer ahead. Statistically, like Giuliani said there, this is completely impossible. It is like what was said in the election legal challenges, is like flipping a coin 500,000 times and it always ending up heads, which will never happen. The plausibility of this action happening when my friends is zero to zilch, it couldn't. Yet the Democrats keep telling us that it did, and that we are all racist or something if we believe what we all know to be true as true. This can't happen. That Trump, in fact, won. And the things that we have to realize here, folks, is there are a lot of things going on here that should not have happened. And this Rudy Giuliani now is talking about fraud in mail-in ballots. I think I've got that one here. I played that one, so I got that one. Try this one and see if this is it.
Mail ballots are particularly prone to fraud. We were warned about that by Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, and Secretary Baker in a report about a dozen years ago, in which they said that mail balloting is particularly susceptible of fraud, that we should very carefully consider ever doing it, and that it can be taken advantage of. Justice Souter warned us of the same thing in a comment in a election law case. And even the New York Times wrote articles about how dangerous mail-in voting was. And this is the first time we ever did it en masse. And I think we proved that all three are prophets. It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world. Well, they were good. I don't know that they were that good, because they made significant mistakes, like all crooks do, and we caught them. One of them was pushing out Republican inspectors. Every state, almost every civilized country, even Tanzania and places you wouldn't think of, have rules about inspectors, particularly for mail-in ballots. And why particularly for mail-in ballots? Because they can more easily be defrauded and you can't check on it. People who have never done a mail-in ballot, I'm going to show you why it's so easy. Well, you fill out an envelope like this. You put your, usually in New York, it would be your assembly district and the precinct in which you're voting. You fill out your name and your address, and you sign it. You then use an inner envelope, and you put the ballot inside the inner envelope. You seal it all, and you send it in. When it's being counted, almost invariably in the United States, up until the mass cheating that went on in this election, a Republican and a Democrat inspector, as well as others, if there are other parties, is allowed to watch the unsealing of this ballot. Used to go on all over America when we conducted honest elections. Because The only time you can ever find out if it's a fraudulent ballot is when it is looked at. The minute you approve this, it's thrown away, gone for eternity. The only thing left is the vote. That could have been Mickey Mouse. That could have been a dead person. That could have been not filled out properly. That could have been the same person 30 times. That could have been, and all these things have happened, by the way. That could have been nothing filled out. We never know. So, for example, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing to have counted these ballots because, for example, in Pennsylvania, where we have probably our most precise evidence, 682,770 of these ballots were cast, put in, and they weren't inspected, which renders them ballots that are null and void, cannot be counted, have to be removed from the vote. Why? For several reasons, not the least of which is that was basically only one of two places in the state where it was done. So in the other parts of the state, there was a legitimate inspection of the ballots. So if you have two different standards in different parts of the state, one favoring one part of the state, the other disfavoring the other part of the state, that's a classic violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. Bush v. Gore being the most recent case that teaches that. That's not the only fraud that went on in Pennsylvania. All of the other frauds carried out in the other states by the Democrat bosses happened there as well. For example, if you made a mistake in that ballot and you lived in Philadelphia or in Pittsburgh, you were allowed to fix the mistake. But if you lived in the what would be considered more Republican or Trump parts of the state, you were given no such right. One of our plaintiffs, Mr. Henry, cast a absentee ballot, and he failed to put it in the secure envelope inside. He just put it in open, naked. That ballot was cast aside because it was invalid, because that breaks the privacy of the vote. In Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia, if they noticed that there wasn't an inner envelope, they'd contact the voter and allow him to vote again. Or if he didn't fill it out for the last 60 years, completely. Or if he made a mistake and didn't sign his full name, he was allowed to cure it. There is no such provision under the law of Pennsylvania. The Democrat Secretary of State made that up in order to maximize the votes in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and to minimize the votes in the other parts of the state. Clearly illegal, clearly voter fraud, easily provable, hundreds of witnesses, maybe thousands.
Okay. Now, you know, these kind of things, I'll tell you what, if it was a Democrat doing this kind of stuff, or if it was a, you know, a Republican doing this kind of stuff, the Democrats would be all over this. The media would be showing this in front page headlines that would be all over the nation. But to the Democrats, save a few, I think that they all think that we, the people, are too stupid to know what we know. Now, I chose a few of the best clips from this video that I've been talking about. I could have recorded the whole thing, but it was over an hour and a half long, and that would have taken all of the show, if not more. But maybe you want to hear the whole, if you want to hear the whole thing, my friends, and I know the Democrats out there listening won't, but the patriotic American people will. It is at https://www.cspan.org/, and then it goes into video /478246-1/ Trump campaign alleges voter fraud, states plans lawsuits with a dash between each one of those letters. Now, it's like I've been saying for a long time now, even New Mexico is in the mix here and was named in this video as for coming as a coming lawsuit. Another one that he talked about is provisional ballots, where fraud happens. And that was the one that I had started to play, but provisional ballots, here's what Giuliani has to say about them.
To give you another example, we have 17,000 provisional ballots cast in Pittsburgh. Do you know what a provisional ballot is? Provisional ballot usually happens this way, and about 15 of the 17,000 happen this way. You walk in and you say, I'm here to vote today. Oh, Mr. Giuliani, you already voted. I did? I don't remember voting. Oh, yes, yes, you cast an absentee ballot. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. So why does that happen 17,000 times in Pittsburgh? People walked in thinking they, actually 15,000 to be precise. Why did it happen 15,000 times that people in Pittsburgh walked in to vote? And they had already voted, according to the Democrat election machine. Did they forget? That many people with bad memories in Pittsburgh? Or is the following correct? That as witnesses will testify, they were instructed by the Democrat bosses, when they had a ballot in which there was no one registered, just assign it to somebody. Just assign it to Rudy Giuliani. So when Rudy Giuliani, and maybe Rudy Giuliani won't show up to vote. And if he does show up to vote, we'll give him a provisional ballot. That is what we call circumstantial evidence of the fraud. The direct evidence of the fraud of the people who will testify that, in fact, that's what happened to them. As well as 50 to 60 witnesses we have for the way they were treated and not allowed to inspect the ballots. They weren't just not allowed to do it. They were pushed. A few cases, they were assaulted. In all cases, they were put in a corral so far away, probably the closest they got is from here to the back of that room. We could do like a, did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? Did you know the movie? It's one of my favorite war movies because he comes from Brooklyn. And when the nice lady who said she saw, and then he says to her, how many fingers do I got up? And she says, three. Well, she was too far away to see it was only two. These people were further away than my cousin Vinny was from the witness. They couldn't see a thing. Now, I don't know. You're going to tell me that 60 people are lying? They didn't just tell me this. They swore under penalty of perjury, which is something no Democrat's ever done. You don't even ask Biden about this.
Okay. Now, that was for provisional ballots. Now, the Democrats are definitely going to be getting their news from these news mongrels that were there at the presser, because they will not get the things that were actually talked about here. Even Giuliani, Ellis and Powell said this during the whole thing. They all three of them talked of journalists and how they need to work to get the true news out. But anymore, they just push the liberal agenda and force out their opinions. Facts be damned. Yet even with almost an hour of lambasting them for not reporting the news, they kept asking the same questions of, show us where the fraud is. Or, you keep saying there was fraud, but we don't see it. Now, I watched and listened to the whole thing, and they presented many, many facts and many things that they could, as they could, but still the mongrels, and I won't call them journalists, because journalists would have reported what they heard. They just reported their liberal agenda to the people, even after being told that that is what they would do. They did it. The problem comes in reporting stuff like this, because the Democrats and the media hide the fact that most who speak up will get threats. like Giuliani had said, threats on their lives, threats on the family, on their families, on children. And many have. But there are a bunch of states filing lawsuits. New Mexico, like I said, is one that is coming. Giuliani said that everything he was talking about is public. You can get it all. But the media went back to their normal questions, vilifying Trump and Giuliani, using their own agenda to make Biden look good again, even after all the proof that was shown. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff here. I really do. This one here, I'm not really sure. This one is another good one.
This witness goes on the witness stand and she will say, I was told to adjust the date on the absentee ballots. I witnessed election workers and employees going over to the voting booths with voters in order to watch them vote and coach them for whom to vote. Completely illegal. She will testify to that. I don't know. Biden's people can cross-examine her. But you can't just throw it away. Gee, there's no evidence. Next time you say that, you'll be lying. Because there is evidence. This, oh, by the way, this is public. You can all get it. It's attached to the complaint in Constantino versus the city of Detroit. Then she was instructed by my supervisor not to ask for a driver's license or any photo ID when a person was trying to vote. Don't ask for identification. Why would you not ask for identification? Because you knew that a lot of people not entitled to vote were going to come in and early vote. Because you knew that illegal immigrants were going to be allowed to vote. You knew, if you lived in Philadelphia, unless you do not, that's an Italian expression for stupid. Unless you're stupid, you knew that a lot of people were coming over from Camden to vote. They do every year. Happens all the time in Philly. It's about as frequent as getting beaten up at a Philadelphia Eagle basketball football game. Happens all the time. All the time. And it's allowed to happen because it is a Democrat corrupt city and has been for years, many, many years. And they carried it out in places they could get away with it. They didn't carry it out in neutral places. They didn't carry it out in Republican places. They didn't carry it out where the law is respected. They carried it out in a corrupt city where the district attorney releases criminals en masse, which is why it has so much crime. She also said, I observed a large number of people who came to the satellite location to vote in person, but they had already applied for and submitted an absentee ballot. So she observed a lot of people voting twice. Again, this is Jesse Jacob, not me. I was instructed not to invalidate any ballots and not to look for any deficiency in the ballots. Why would you do that? Because you're cheating. On purpose cheating. Intentionally cheating. You're cheating as an institution. This is an instruction from the election commissioner or the employer to the worker. Don't look for any deficiencies in the ballots. I was instructed not to look at any of the signatures the absentee ballots. If she was instructed not to look for any of the signatures on the absentee ballots, why the heck do you sign it in the first place? In order to identify it. She was instructed not to do that because many of the absentee ballots were fraudulent, and they knew that, and they didn't want to have a count of that. On November 4, 2020, I was instructed to improperly predate the absentee ballots when the receipt date was actually after November 3rd, 2020. Now, this is really significant because Justice Alito of the Supreme Court instructed Pennsylvania that any ballot that comes in after 8 o'clock on November 3rd, 2020 had to be put aside and not opened because there's a question as to its legality and its constitutionality. What she's telling you is, that they blatantly disregarded that order, that they took ballots that were marked the 4th and the 5th and the 6th, and they marked it down for the 3rd in blatant disregard of the order of the United States Supreme Court. I don't know if she's a Democrat or Republican. I assume if she's working for the city of Detroit, that she's a Democrat. I assume, but I may be wrong. She's a citizen. I've never met her, never coached her. And I'd like you to note that it's signed under penalties of perjury. We have 100 more of these. I can't show them to you because those people don't want to be harassed. They don't want to have their lives torn apart by the goons on the other side. We don't do that to them. They've done that to a lot of our people. They've done it for 4 years. And it's outrageous that it's tolerated, and it's tolerated because you condone it in the press, and you don't cover it, and you don't condemn it. And it shouldn't happen to a Republican or a Democrat. A lawyer shouldn't have to withdraw from a case because he's representing the President of the United States. There are many more affidavits here. I'd like to read them all to you, but I don't have the time. You should have had the time and energy to go look for them. That's your job. Like it's my job to defend the president and to represent the president. It's your job to read these things and not falsely report that there's no evidence. Do you know how many affidavits we have in the Michigan case? 220 affidavits. They're not all public, but 8 of them are. 4 affiants here, those are people who give affidavits, report an incident that under any other circumstances would have been on the front page of all your newspapers if it didn't involve the hatred that you have, the irrational, pathological hatred that you have for the president. What they swear to is that at 4:30 in the morning, a truck pulled up to the Detroit Center where they were counting ballots. The people thought it was food, so they all ran to the truck. It wasn't food. It was thousands and thousands of ballots. And the ballots were in garbage cans. They were in paper bags. They were in cardboard boxes. And they were taken into the center. They were put on a number of tables. At that time, they thought all the Republican inspectors had left, all but 2 had, and an employee of Dominion, who we will address a little bit later, Dominion. And here's what they jointly swear to, that every ballot that they could see, everything they could hear, these were ballots for Biden. When they saw a ballot, these were ballots only for Biden, meaning there was no down ticket, just Biden. Many of them didn't have anything on the outer envelope because these ballots were produced very quickly, very swiftly, and they're estimated to be a minimum of 60,000, maximum of 100,000. Many of them were triple counted, which means they were put into the counting machine this way, once, twice, 3 times. I didn't see that. I don't know that, but for the fact that 3 American citizens are willing to swear to it. And we're not going to let them go to court and do that? We're going to let this election go by when there are, in this case, 60 witnesses that can prove what I'm saying to you and other acts of fraud in Michigan?
Okay. And that audio was so long that I actually had to split it up into 2 parts, where he was talking about the fraud that was going on when they brought in this big old dump of ballots, and a lot of them, he had said, they were not sealed right, they were not put into an envelope with writing on the outside. They were not put into an inner envelope like they should have been, because they were hastily made by someone, probably a Soros person or someone, and they were just pushed in there, and every one of them were for Biden. Now, statistically, that cannot happen. It's like I had said, you take a coin and flip it, say five times. You're never going to come up with heads all five times. Or like they've got all these ballots, like there were something like 300,000 ballots. Try and flip a coin 300,000 times and get it to come up the same thing every time. It will not happen. But here's the second part of that.
I mean, what's happened to this country if we're going to let that happen? What happened to this country if we're going to cover that up? We let Al Gore carry on an election dispute longer than this one has been going on for one state and for Chad's. This happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Michigan. Michigan probably right now, if I count up the affidavits, just one case alone, Trump v. Benson, a case that we dismissed today because that case was attempting to get the Wayne County Board of Supervisors to decertify. Well, they did. They decertified. That case has 100 affidavits. And the 100 affidavits show essentially what I've talked to you about. Counting ballots improperly, counting them three and four times, having people vote three and four times, changing and backdating ballots to the point of at least 300,000 illegitimate ballots that we can specifically identify. The margin in Michigan was 146,121. And these ballots were all cast basically in Detroit that Biden won 80-20. So you see a change as a result of the election in Michigan if you take out Wayne County. So it's a very significant case. That is being raised in the case of Costantino versus the city of Detroit. Not by us, but by an individual plaintiff. We are helping and assisting in that case, however. And you can find all the affidavits that you want filed in that case. And you can find out they're not just allegations, they're allegations supported by sworn testimony, which is a lot better than Joe Biden has ever done on anything. He doesn't answer questions, much less give you sworn affidavits. Wisconsin. Wisconsin had a very small margin, 20,544 last time I looked. In Wisconsin, without going into great detail, very similar plan. Republicans shut out in the city of Milwaukee and also in Madison. Republicans almost uniformly shut out from the absentee process, not allowed to inspect, not allowed to look at the ballots. We have in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin, a much stricter law. Wisconsin doesn't allow mail-in ballots. They didn't buy into the big mail-in ballot situation. Wisconsin, when you look at their constitution, almost seems to not like absentee ballots. They state it's not a right, a privilege. And they have very, very strict procedures. And the strict procedure says that you can't be given an absentee ballot. You have to personally apply for it. It's illegal, basically, to solicit a vote. And they have actually many reasons for it. It probably goes back to their progressive days. When I say progressive, I mean late 19th century, early 20th century progressive, when that really meant progressive, not retrogressive. So there are 60,000 ballots in Milwaukee County and 40,000 ballots in Madison that, as far as we can tell, and this is why we're auditing, because we have very good information, that the numbers are going to come out about here, that don't have applications. Under the law of the state of Wisconsin, already decided, if there's no application for an absentee ballot, the absentee ballot is thrown away. This all happened in two places in Wisconsin. Didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. Didn't happen in Republican Wisconsin. Didn't happen in neutral Wisconsin, where there are an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. It happened in a place where the vote was 75-80% for the Democrat. You take away any number of those, and that 20,000 lead disappears. In other words, if you count the lawful votes, Trump won Wisconsin by a good margin. Indeed, if you count the lawful votes in Pennsylvania, he won it by about 300,000 votes. Also, in the lawsuit filed in Wisconsin, which is really a petition because of their procedures, there were no inspectors provided for the count of the illegal ballots. There were numerous backdated ballots. We're just counting them now, run over into the thousands. And there were many precincts in which there was an overvote. Now, let me explain to you what an overvote is, which is something you should have explained to the American people, because it's about the clearest circumstantial evidence of massive fraud that you can have. An overvote is if 200% of the people who are registered in a district vote. Think about that. 200% of the registered voters in a district vote. What does that mean? That means somebody voted twice. That means somebody who's not entitled to vote voted. An illegal, a person from another city or state, a person who's not registered. But what it means is that those are illegitimate votes. You don't have an overvote of 200% or 300%. You don't have an overvote of 100%. Most precincts don't have 100% turnout. In fact, classically, it's considered to be an overvote if you go over 80%. Well, in Michigan and Wisconsin, we have overvotes in numerous precincts of 150%, 200%, and 300%. One of the reasons why the two Republicans did not certify in Wayne County, Michigan, is because the overvote was so high, monstrously high.
Okay, so you see what we've got here is, you know, they've got, he's talking about, you know, overvote. He's talking about all of the things that would let the normal average thinking person know that fraud happened. But you would think, folks, that the media being called out on, and when he was talking about the job that they should have done, he was talking directly to the media. And he during that whole hour and a half, I think he probably did about 30 minutes of telling the media the things that they should have been doing, but they didn't do because they were not journalists. But like I said, you would think that the media being totally called out on what they were doing here, that logically they would report what they saw and heard there. But the final questions that were asked not only made Giuliani's eyes roll, but mine too. I kept thinking, they can't be that dense, could they? But they showed the world that they were and are. They can be presented with the truth and showed the proof, and they will not report it if it hurts the agenda that they are all for. Now, I had said that I was going to record a whole bunch of things here, and I got five different or six different audios that I played, and I was going to play one, Sidney Powell, who I talked about in one of my updates this last week. She actually told them that she wouldn't say anything about anything unless she could prove it. And that was one of my audios that I was going to record, and I just ran out of time because I didn't start early enough to do it. But it was Sidney Powell. But it's also on this site that I had said, you know, it's on C-SPAN.org. And it's in the video section, and it's the video for Trump campaign alleges voter fraud, states plans, lawsuits. And I was going to record what Sidney Powell said, and I was also going to record what Jenna Ellis said. And Jenna Ellis actually started out by saying to the media, this is just the beginning. courts, when you go to court for something, it takes a while to get all of the evidence and all of the truth and everything out there. Said, this is not the end of it. This is just the beginning. And all I could, kept thinking about, they can't be this dense, could they? But the media, showed the world that they were and are. They can be presented with the truth and showed the proof, and they will not report it if it hurts the agenda they all live for. And I really wish I hadn't run out of time so I could have gotten Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis in there, because that would have been about another 20 minutes, I think, is what I had. But that in itself was something that just actually really kind of blew me away. I just had troubles understanding why all of these people who were being given the proof of what was going on and affidavits from people who were there and who reported what was going on were reporting these things, and they still wouldn't ask, they still wouldn't do anything that was actually for America. Everything that they did was to make sure that Biden was elected. They didn't care about what was good for America. They don't care about what America needs to have to become, to stay a great country. They don't care. And I've got an article coming up from the Albuquerque Journal from today that actually shows exactly what's going on. Now, since New Mexico is being added into this list of states that's going to have a lawsuit against them because of the way things went, here in Albuquerque, we're not getting any news about the election. All of the news that I'm finding is coming off of the internet, or coming from Breitbart News or One America News or any of the ones that I use. That's the only way I'm getting news, because the Albuquerque Journal won't do it. We will be right back.
Why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Bing Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Now, I had said that if you read mainstream line media, which here in Albuquerque, it's the Albuquerque Journal, you won't get anything about the election right now, because it's not really, they don't think it's going their way. So we'll get little bitty things, you know, like Trump election claim hits New Mexico. And it's just a little tiny blurb. And all it says is Metro in New Mexico, A5. So you have to go to A5 in order to find the story, because it's not good enough to report on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal. But the Albuquerque Journal this morning actually gave us proof that the lockdowns and the masks do not work. And all I can say about, and I can say this with certainty, here in New Mexico, we have a tyrant in the governor's mansion. And a few weeks ago, I reported she was pissed off that Americans were not following her strict orders. Well, we weren't, to a point. When it came to going into stores, we had to wear masks. Makes me wonder what would have happened if people had refused to do that, as is our right, folks. First off, she is not our boss, as I've said many times before, and I've even sent her emails and audios telling her that that is not her job. She is not the boss of the people. The people are the bosses of her. You know, it's like I said, first off, she is not our boss, as I've said many times. She is merely an employee of the people, and I say it is about time that the people rose up and let her know this. But of course, we are not. Last week, she locked down New Mexico again. And ever since, we have been locked down. Walmart, that I usually go to, has been closed since the lockdown, since she locked us down again. And I know that they say it is for other reasons, but I kind of got my doubts. But since this lockdown, all the headlines of the Albuquerque Journal have been reminiscent of the one today. And the one today? COVID cases explode. Special session set. New infections are daily record at 3,675. 12 deaths reported. Really? And we're in a lockdown here. Santa Fe, with New Mexico setting grim new COVID-19 on a daily basis, Governor or tyrant Michelle Lujan Grisham said Thursday or yesterday that she would call legislators back to state capitol next week to approve a positive relief package for hard-hit businesses and workers. Now, the only reason they are so hard-hit is, if she didn't know, is because of her dictatorial rules that she expects us to follow. And they always put a small photo of her, like we really need to see her stupid face. Specifically, the governor said lawmakers could tap $300 million in unspent federal coronavirus relief funds to expand unemployment benefits, provide rental assistance, and issue small business grants during the special session. Well, you know, I have a small business. Maybe I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that grant. But here's the problem with that. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't stand a chance. But if these morons in office would stop listening to their dictates like they are supposed to help and look where things are better, they would see, Lujan Grisham included, that states that haven't locked down or locked down as much as she has are doing much, much better. Now, I have to say, if lockdowns and masks worked, New Mexico would be one of those states where things would be getting better. But no, we are among the worst. She has us locked down, demanded that we all wear our masks when outside. And yesterday was 79 degrees here, and today was 72. And at those temperatures, coronavirus dies, folks. I don't know how many people I have talked to that do not know this. And this goes back to the last thing I talked about, where Giuliani told the press if they would just tell the American people the truth, this wouldn't be going on. But like I said, like I started to say here, if these lockdowns worked, folks, New Mexico would be coming out of or be totally out of danger now. But because the tyrant in the governor's mansion has decided upon herself that she only knows best, We are locked down and we are getting sick again. People's immune systems are shutting down and people are catching all kinds of things. And since New Mexico is one of the states where the media is not telling the truth at all, I seriously doubt that COVID is so bad here. But it is much worse than it would have been if the tyrant in Santa Fe would have just stayed out of it and let New Mexico do what South Dakota did. We would be over COVID now if she had done that, but she didn't. The media is pushing that scaremongering too. An article under the one that I started this portion off with reads, Thanksgiving super spreader risk could be catastrophic. You think? Because the lockdowns and the mandates to wear masks, I imagine it would be because she has effectively shut down many people's immune systems so that they will get sick. My wife now has been sick for several days now, and she went to the doctor. No COVID. But I really wonder if her case of this flu that she has been given to the governor as another COVID case. I wouldn't doubt it. And if that has happened because I live with her, that would probably mean that I have been listed as COVID positive too, even though I am not sick and don't have anything. That is how the liberal left in this nation works, folks, by telling all of us that it is the Republicans who use scaremongering as a weapon to keep the people on the ground with a jackboot on their neck. Folks, don't let them fool you on this, for it is the demonic rats who do that, all the way down to the jackboots. I list Governor Grisham in the same deadly thoughts as Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, and Andrew Cuomo, and other liberal politicians who can't let the people get over this the natural way. They are all demonic as they can be, and they are all sadly being allowed, and they are sadly being allowed to make the rest of us sick. Heaven help us all. The only good thing here today is that Trump has won the election, but that isn't being allowed either. Anything that is good for this nation, my friends, isn't being allowed by the demonic left. And that's just the way it is here. The article that I started to talk about a few minutes ago about the Thanksgiving starts with one sentence that is a lie and another attempt to make the people follow the left's dangerous ideas. And that one, actually, it was the first paragraph. It says, with coronavirus spreading uncontrolled across nearly the entire country, many public health experts are urging Americans to cancel their Thanksgiving gathering plans. Unquote. Well, folks, if we allow this, what is next? I can tell you. Christmas is next, my friends, and then New Year's celebrations, Easter, July 4th, again, etc., etc., etc. We have got to stop allowing this because we are being conditioned out of our freedoms and liberties, and that's exactly what the left is doing right now. They are conditioning each and every one of us out of our freedoms. We espouse freedoms, we're being labeled as traitors, and we're being labeled as racist. Yeah, you heard me on that one. If we want to fight for our liberties, then we're racist. We're not who America needs. We need to be gotten rid of. But the time is coming, and I've seen it several times already, where we will be told we are being unscrupulous and racist and bad if we cling to our freedoms and our Constitution. Don't think that's what's coming, folks. Just look at all that is going on around us, especially from the left. Our freedoms and our liberties and our Constitution are right in their crosshairs. And we had better start stopping this, or we will lose them all. All of us who are holding on to our freedoms now are considered wrong in their eyes because to them the only ones who deserve freedom are them. Mark my words here, folks. This is their objective, at least until they get that objective of taking our freedoms away. Then our liberties are next. And once they get that, they'll go after the laws and the Constitution. And folks, we have to realize here, the Democrats are not like the Republicans. The Republicans, if they win a battle, They go home. They're happy. They're celebratory. They go home. They live their lives. But the Democrats don't have a life to live without their agenda. If they lose, they go back to the drawing board. If they win, they don't go back to living their lives. They go to the next step on. It's like I was saying, they're going after our freedoms right now. If they get that, they won't celebrate that they got the freedoms. They'll just move on to the next one. The next one, our liberties. The things that we're allowed to do. And they're already going after that. They're trying to tell us that what we've got to do is get out of our cars. Stop driving these gas-guzzling automobiles that we have and go after a electric car. And that one to me is kind of weird because where do we get all of our electricity from? Right now, probably 90% of our electricity comes from coal-fired plants. Well, what is one of the things that they're trying to get rid of right now? They're trying to get rid of coal-fired plants. Well, what happens when everybody goes to electric cars and gets rid of the ones that they're trying to get rid of, all these ungodly combustion engine things? America's electric grid will not be able to handle the load that it will have if everybody went to electric cars. But the Democrats don't think about that. They don't think about that, but we should, because we've in California we've had brownouts and blackouts for years and years now because they don't have the electricity to supply everybody with the electricity that they need. And they want everybody to go to electric cars? Really? But it's like I said, the time is coming, and I have seen it several times already, where we will be told we are being unscrupulous and racist and bad if we cling to our freedoms and our Constitution. And that is coming, folks. And it's like I said, if they get our freedoms, our liberties are next. And if they get our liberties, our Constitution is after that. And they're already working on the Constitution end of it, and they're already working on our liberties, like they're working on getting rid of our guns and our Second Amendment. That's just the way it is, folks. We have to stop. We have to realize what the government is up to. And we have to start looking at something other than the lamestream lying media for news. And this even includes Fox News now. I won't watch Fox News anymore because they've completely changed and they've run off to the dark side. I think one of corporate media's last gasp tactics, besides ginning up riots, is to be so outrageously biased of those of us in the new media, and I'm as guilty as anyone, lose a day expressing our outrage. Let me repeat that. I am guilty as anyone. I'll forget about what I wrote here sometimes. Either my temper will get the best of me, or it will be a slow news day, and it is my job to create content. And that's what the media does. I try not to do this because, well, I don't have to worry about that, mainly because being as I'm trying to report the news instead of being part of the lamestream media where they will hear the news and then they'll think, well, that's not exactly what I want to report. Let's write this. Let's change that a little bit. And they've got evidence. Okay, let's just say they don't have any evidence, cross out evidence, but they don't have any evidence. And then they write this all down and they report it. I mean, look at the Hunter Biden laptop story. We use so much of our energy to attack the fake media as unfair because they refuse to cover a legitimate scandal. And that's what they're doing here. with Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and all of his lawyers. They presented so much in the line of proof and affidavits from people who were in there and saw this all happening. And it's like he said, was ahead, hundreds of thousands ahead at 3 o'clock in the morning in almost every state. Then at just before 4 o'clock, these trucks came in and dumped this massive dump of ballots that had to now be counted. Well, all the ballots should have been already in. They should have already been there. These came in after 8 o'clock in the evening or 7 o'clock in the evening on the 3rd. They came in about 3:45 in the morning on the 4th. They shouldn't have even been allowed anyway because they came in too late. But they've been allowed, they've been counted, they've been put in there. And every single one of them were for Biden. This happened all over the United States. It happened in Michigan. It happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in New Mexico. And all of the Democrats are saying, oh, there's no proof. No proof at all. There's no proof. And then of course, we have to pay attention when that Jake Tapper threatens to blacklist us. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait, you know. And, of course, we have to pay attention when Chris Cuomo physically threatens us and breaks quarantine. The media does not know the truth, folks. The media is lying to us. They want us to believe that they're not. But I will guarantee you, folks, that most everybody who will listen to this show or most any show out here right now, they have brains. They know what is going on. But the Democrats don't think we do. It's like I was talking about Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico. She's locked us down again. And we've been locked down for over a week now. And every day in the newspaper, we get the headlines like today's COVID cases explode, special sessions set. Well, if we're locked down, how the heck is COVID starting to explode? Businesses have been shut down. Restaurants can no longer have indoor dining. She shut the state down again, but we are having a COVID case explosion, you know? And this whole idea that lockdowns help, look at South Dakota. They never locked down. They never had a mask mandate. They never had any of that. And they're doing fine. Look at Sweden. They never did any of that. They're doing okay now. But all these states that have had lockdowns and had mask mandates, and even some of them are now saying that, oh, if you're inside your house, you got to wear a mask. I'll fly the finger at every one of them who tells me that. Don't give me that bull crap. They are not my bosses. They are not your bosses. You are their bosses. Why are we allowing them to tell us what to do? And it seems to be coming from the Democrat Party. And the part that comes from the Republican Party is because the ones that are swinging around that way and going with the Democrats on this don't have a backbone to stand up with. And we have to start realizing this, folks. We have to stop following what they tell us to do. Because not only is it wrong, but it is also hurting us. There are a lot of people now who are working, and I am so thankful right now that I'm retired. I would get fired in a heartbeat because I will not wear a mask. And when I do, it's under the nose. And I only wear a mask like when I go to Walmart or I go to Albertsons or I go to Smith's. I go to a store. I have to wear one there, but I keep it under my nose. And I have people talk to me. They say, why don't you wear your mask correctly? I am wearing my mask correctly. I'm not getting sick, but you will. And there are so many people that I've talked to that agree with me, but they still wear the masks. Why? Because the governor mandated that we must wear a mask. Well, who gives a flip? She's not our boss. It's just like Governor Cuomo is not anyone's boss. Governor Whitmer is not anyone's boss. Governor Gavin Newsom in California is not anyone's boss. People are their bosses. The people need to start acting like that. Because we keep pushing this whole thing down and doing what the government is telling us to do. All we are doing is going and helping their agenda to shut this nation down. And the idea that we have a free and great nation is going to become a thing of the past because people were killing it. The demonocrats come off and want to control people. How better to control people than to tell them, oh, you got to wear a mask no matter where you go. It's the only thing that's going to help. And even though a lot of people are not doing everything that the governor says, I cannot go around and even walk anymore and see people walking around that are not wearing masks. I think in this whole apartment complex, there's about 99 apartments in this complex. I think there's about two people, not counting me and my wife, there's about two people in this whole complex that do not wear a mask when they're outside walking around. I won't wear a mask. If I'm outside and it's like in the 70s, forget it. I'm not going to hurt my health to satisfy the controlling whims of a dictator in the governor's mansion up in Santa Fe. I won't do it. In order to go into a store, I have to, but I wear it underneath my nose so I can actually breathe. And I've actually kind of noticed that more and more people are doing that, which is actually kind of a good thing. But we still have to stop following the dictates of the government that is nobody's boss. We are their bosses. And we have to stop allowing them to boss us around. Now, I hope that people will come back. I hope people will actually listen to the beginning of this show because I had some good stuff in there. And it was from the Giuliani who is a lawyer, and he's Trump's lawyer. But they gave the different things where fraud actually happens, fraud and mail-in ballots. That one was actually, I think, one of my longest ones. It was like almost 12 minutes long. But it's like I said, you can listen to all of this. It's all out there. Get on the internet. It's all there. And like I said before, I know the Democrats out there listening won't look this up, but the patriotic American people will. It is at https://www.c-span.org. And then in that, if I don't want to give you the rest of that, but it's like /video/478246-1/, and then Trump campaign alleges voter fraud, states plans lawsuits. It's in there, folks. All you have to do is go and look it up. And then when it comes to the things that he was talking about, Giuliani and Ellis and Powell all talked about this in this. The Costantino versus Detroit. It's all in there. That's all on the internet. But I listened to this whole thing. It's an hour and a half long. And at the end, the media was asking the same questions they always do. Even after all the proof that Giuliani and Ellis and Powell gave during this whole thing, they were all asking the same questions. Show us where the fraud is. You keep saying there's fraud, but we don't see it. It was enough to make you roll your eyes and like, holy cow, what the heck is they? What drugs are these people on? Even after being told all of the facts and all of the things that are going on and the affidavits of people who were actually there and what they saw and what they witnessed, they were still there asking the question, show us where the fraud is. You keep saying there was fraud, but we don't see it. Where was it? It amazes me, folks, the things that the media will do to keep everybody from learning the truth. And it's like Giuliani said when it came to the media, that they are and my mind goes blank now, right at the end of the show. But they are incompetent. They are not doing their jobs. If they were doing their jobs, the headlines the next day after this presser would have been, instead of the things that they've been doing, they'd have had headlines of massive fraud being investigated, witnesses telling what has happened. But no, that's not what happened. And right now, America has to be thankful that there are people out here who are trying to do the right things. We all know the Democrats are not. Save one or two. We all know the Democrats are not. Save one or two. Some of the people that Giuliani was talking about here in those things, one of them that filled out the affidavit of having things going wrong and not being done right were Democrats. Hallelujah. They actually thought that cheating was bad. I love it. But we need more people like that in our nation. People who will not back down and say, oh my God, they're saying that I'm horrible and I'm racist. Oh, I've got to stop saying what I'm saying. No, we need people who will stand up, have the backbone that our pioneer forefathers had, and stand up to what is wrong and stand up against it. Show the world that we know what is right, we want what is right, and we're going to fight for what is right. We're going to fight for our freedoms. We're going to fight for our liberties. We're going to fight for our Constitution. We're going to fight for our president. Because I know there's a lot of Democrats out here who are saying, oh, he's the most horrid person in the world. No, he's been fighting for you too. None of the people that you're following are. But even as a Democrat, Trump is fighting for you too. You may not look at it that way, but it's true. I have gone a little bit over my time today. Thank you for everyone who came in to listen. I know Flycatch was here for a little while. He left. Not really sure why, but maybe he was having problems. It looked like he came in several times. But my normal person who comes in and calls and listens to the show, has been here. I'm glad that you were here. Hope I could give you some good information tonight. I will be back on Monday with my updates, Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday I'll have my show again. On Saturday we have Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. He'll be here tomorrow. I haven't heard anything that he's not going to be. He wasn't here last week, but he had something that he had to go to a funeral. So, I think he was here last week, but the week before he wasn't here. And on Sunday we will have American by Design with Bing Fisher. And Bing Fisher will be here at 8 o'clock or 8:30, something like that. And that's Eastern time. And Vincent Brown will be here at 5 o'clock Eastern time. So, and I will try and keep myself stuck at 8 o'clock Eastern time. That way it's within the time when people will actually maybe come in and start listening to us. And we are here with Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. This is Robert the Infidel with, behind the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. And I'll see you again next week and all through the week with my updates. And I will see you again then. Glad that you all came in to listen. And we hope that you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon. God bless you all. You all.